Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Guest Thursday, and I have a very special guest that's actually here in my studio at our home.
Right, straight off the slopes, pretty much, right?
We went skiing in Snowmass, Colorado, with her family, and Grace is a pretty good skier. How was the skiing for you?
It was fantastic. It was great powder. Yeah, it was a huge mountain, too. So.
Yeah, the Colorado.
A little different than New Hampshire skiing on the ice, right?
Yeah. And Grace is from New Hampshire, you know, daughter of Scott and Kristen, and has had a wonderful series of things happen with her story lately of just moving into. It's kind of fun to watch, and we'll talk about this. She's basically moved into and onto God's path for her, and it was kind of a cool way that this all occurred. So, Grace, we'd first of all like to tell us how you came to know Jesus as your Savior.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty simple. My parents were Christians when I was little, so I spent a lot of time like in the car with my mom, driving to and from school. So she played a huge part in that. She just, I don't know, I guess laid out the gospel for us. And then one day I was like, you know, I really think I would like to go to heaven. So I clearly believed it and everything. And so I prayed with my mom to accept Christ. And then
how old were you then?
I was in preschool, so I think I was about five.
Five, six, okay.
Yeah, but, you know, a five-year-old's relationship with Christ is pretty simple. It's not a whole lot of, like, abiding. But so probably in middle school is really when I started, I guess, basically abiding with Christ. I started reading scripture more often, and then he would speak to me through that.
Where were you in middle school and high school? What location were you at?
Oh, I was in New Hampshire.
Yeah,
we didn't move until I was 17, but we still stayed in New Hampshire.
And so then after high school, what kind of things were you doing?
Yeah, so after high school, so I was supposed to go to Liberty, but I was praying about it, and I didn't really want to just do something just to do it. I didn't really feel like God was calling me there, so I prayed about it, and he led me to a little place for a gap year in upstate New York.
Yeah, tell us about that. This was kind of a ministry type thing, right?
Yeah, it was a ministry. So basically the gap year was I was learning a bunch of different types of art as well as some Bible classes.
And, I know you have fun stories beyond this to share too, but I'd love for you to go back and give us a little more detail. Even that's a big deal. Coming out of high school and all of your friends are going to college, the expectation is going to college, and God is telling you, no, I have something else for you. Do you want to share with the audience just a little bit about how he led you into that? Because I think that would be very inspirational for people to recognize God doesn't always go with the cultural norms. Often, often he's calling us to something different and we need to be responsive.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was just praying that through. So both my siblings went to Liberty. So I felt like it was like the thing to do was go to Liberty. So that was like my backup plan. Like everyone expected it. Yeah. I just, you know, wanted to follow what God had for me, best and then better. Right. And so I was praying it through, and my mom really did a great job here. She was teaching me the concept of unity and everything, and like really how to abide what she was learning with you guys. So yeah, we kind of walked that through together, as a mother and daughter, which was really sweet. So yeah, it was basically, she was asking me what scriptures I was reading and, what God had to say about it. So I don't remember exactly.
So when you were making that decision, what did you feel or what were you receiving that, yeah, my path at the moment is to go and join this, ministry as opposed to going to school? What was going through your processing of that?
Yeah, I just felt like it was really clear in scripture. And then, I don't know, I just felt this draw to this ministry. And it just felt like a perfect fit. Yeah.
And what exactly was the ministry doing?
They had a ministry of finding books and like finding books from like the 1800s and like a long time ago that had like Christian themes in them already. And then they would bring them back into circulation, basically.
Okay. And what did you do for them?
So at that point I was a student there. They had like a little program, but then I actually stayed there after that gap year. And then I worked as a secretary.
Yeah. Yeah. And you said you were into art then?
Yes, for sure.
Tell us about that.
Since middle school, I've been very into painting and all types of art. And so that's a big part of what drew me to that program.
Yeah. If I'm remembering right, there's pictures all around your parents' house that look like a famous artist has painted them. And then lo and behold, your name will be at the bottom of them.
Well, thank you.
When did you learn art? When did you get interested in art?
I got interested in art. So I started homeschooling actually in fourth grade, and then fifth or sixth grade, sometime in there, a bunch of my friends and I just took an art class, for school actually. And then I got some art books from that, and I don't know, I just started loving it and then did it more and more.
Yeah. And do you do a lot of sketching and painting right now still?
Not as much as I did in high school and middle school, but I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, you're very gifted at it. And what's your thought about art, you know, down the road?
Well, I'm actually going to school right now. I'm not totally sure what I'm going to do in the future, but I definitely want to keep pursuing it because definitely love it.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to see her giftedness. As we know, Kathy, we were at that retreat in France last year. And she painted a scene from that place. And what did it take you, couple hours to do?
Yeah, a couple hours.
And it was like you said, it was so magnificent. Just, hey, by the way, I was just spending a couple hours doing this, and it was spectacular, you know. And it was like, wow, you're really gifted in that. And do you kind of understand that that's part of your gifting?
I think so.
Yeah, to be able to paint and, you know, and do a variety of things. So, so you were, upstate New York, and how long were you there? How many years were you there?
I'm about 2.5, 3 years.
3 years. And you were there as a student, and then you actually served with them.
Yeah. Yes. Can you give a brief overview just for those who don't know the program? When you went into it was something I had never heard of. And I think it's a really neat thing just to hear what's out there, for maybe just a quick synopsis of what that year, gap year, what they focused on and what you got to do.
So it was called the Master's Guild, and basically we had a different class every week or so. So we had like a lot of times a guest speaker come in and teach us about the Bible, or we had like a printmaking class and a painting class, and just different arts like that. So it differed from semester to semester, but it was like with a small group of kids my age. I think there were about 12 of us. So it was a great experience.
Very cool.
What would, for kids considering that, what would you say about why they should consider it or how to consider that for them?
Well, for me, it was great to figure out what I wanted to do between the high school and college. But it was a nice place to like grow up a little bit outside of just like staying home and figuring out what you're going to do. Yeah.
Was it difficult at all to be away from your family, that, you know, that distance where you weren't around them that much? And
It took me a little bit to get there. Eventually, yes. But at first, I was just up for an adventure.
So you were there working. What led you then to leave there and go back to New Hampshire? And you got involved, I know, in some kind of a outdoor program, as I like you to describe. But basically, how did you come to, it's time to move to a different place, with really, because I remember at the time, it really wasn't clear to you where you were headed, just that you needed to not be there anymore.
Exactly.
It's kind of what I call an Abraham experience. I'll tell you later.
Yeah.
Just, you got to get going, you know. So how did that all come about when you were, because I know you were satisfied there.
Yeah, no, I was really enjoying it. But I don't know. Through conversations with my mom, I realized we were not in unity anymore. So that's where it all started. So I started praying about it. I'm like, is this what you still have for me, Lord? I didn't want to leave because I had made awesome friends there, and I was enjoying it. But yeah, I was like, this can't continue. So I was praying about it, and then eventually I heard God say, this is your will now, Grace, not mine.
So that's not a message you ignore, right?
So a couple months later, I came home and I was praying about what I was going to do for that summer because it was coming up on that time. I had going to school in the back of my head, but I was like, I have the whole summer to figure it out. So let's just get a summer job. So
was that difficult to leave that place, not really knowing exactly where you're headed?
It's a little difficult. I knew God had something for me. I mean, if he said something like that, there's something else. So yeah. It was a little tough just waiting, knowing that I was leaving without knowing what I was going to do.
Right, right. But, yeah, and that's kind of the cool thing about the Lord is that, first of all, he doesn't necessarily explain everything. But he did let you know, hey, by the way, it's okay for you to go from here because I do have something for you. Mm-hmm. And you did hear that and you said, okay, I'm willing to go, even though you didn't know. So tell us then, you go back home. Mm-hmm. And you get involved in this outdoor, is it a camp or what exactly that you got associated with this last summer?
Yeah, so I ended up working at a summer camp, like a kid's overnight summer camp. But instead of being a counselor, I was actually what they call trip staff. So I took a cabin and one of their counselors on overnight backpacking trips.
Okay, so that's what they invited you to do. And you said, yeah, I'd like to do that because you like doing that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. So I heard about it through one of my mom's friends, actually. I never saw myself working at a summer camp, but I was like, okay, I guess I'll look into it. And that's when I heard about the trip staff thing. And I was like, okay, that actually sounds like a ton of fun. And I should totally do that. So I applied for it and then got the job.
Were there different kids coming every week? Is that how that camp worked?
Every 2 weeks to a month. So it depends 2 weeks to a month, different kids. How old they were.
And then your role was to take them out on a what they call a trip, right? So tell us about that. What was that like? And what did you do when you took them out on a trip?
Yeah. So I usually brought the cabin to what they call the trip locker, which has all the gear and stuff the day before. And then I gave them all their gear, separated everything out. So I knew that they had everything that they needed. And then I packed out their food. And then the next morning, usually about like 6 o'clock, we had an early breakfast. And then I actually drove the large vans. So I don't know why they entrusted me with that, but they did. And it was all good. So, and then we drove up into the mountains and then got their gear down from off the top of the van. And then we set off on a hike. And then we would find a spot to camp for the evening. And then I would cook the meal. And we'd have a little Bible study and then go to bed and then hike out the next day.
What was there a purpose that the camp had for doing that trip? Was it trying to teach them anything or what was their purpose in doing that?
Yeah, it was mostly to give the kids an appreciation for the outdoors, but also a tough experience. A lot of them had never hiked before or they didn't want to. And it's very team building and very stretching for them at that age.
How old were the kids generally when they came?
Anywhere from 8 to 16.
Okay. And I know you shared with us a story about a situation with a bear up there. What happened with that? Tell us about that one.
Yeah. So we do have bears in New Hampshire.
Yes, we do. So we have one who hangs out right across the street sometimes.
That's funny. So yeah, this was actually one of my coworkers. She was camping with her cabin and they came back to their camping site and the leader saw a bear and she was like, maybe we won't be staying here. But I don't know, it was about dinner time or something. So she was cooking her food and then all of a sudden she sees the bear run off with something, but she's not totally sure what it was yet. But then they were packing up all their stuff and then one of the campers comes and she's like, I can't find my sleeping bag. My coworker was like, so that's what it was. The bear had run off with a sleeping bag.
He was a little cold for the night or something.
I guess. Instead of the food, he went for the sleeping bag.
Oh, that's funny. There must have been some crumbs in the bottom of it.
I guess. Maybe. Yeah, so they left that night, of course. And then like a month later or something, one of my other coworkers goes to camp at the same spot. And he finds a sleeping bag. And so he brings it back and he's like, is this it? And so they ended up finding it.
For you during this summer, what was the most enjoyable thing for you personally to be able to be part of that this summer, which you obviously were led to do?
Yeah, I really enjoyed being in the woods a lot. I'd never spent so much time just in the woods and on the mountains. So that was a sweet time. Also, spending time with the kids too was actually really fun. And I didn't think I would enjoy it as much as I did.
And how long were you there? How many weeks were you there, Summer?
I was there for about 10 weeks.
10 weeks, wow.
Was there anything from that experience that you can look back and say God was showing you something, about yourself or about the plans he has for you in the future, likes, dislikes, something that was more than just the experience itself, but like, okay, pay attention to this because there's something I'm building on here?
You know, I haven't really thought about that too much. but yeah, there was definitely a good amount of leadership this summer. And yeah, I don't really see myself like going and getting a leadership position, but I think I do have that in me.
Yeah.
And God showed me that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of the things that I would kind of confirm that he was saying, and I want to move you into leading, being able to lead things. And she, you know, obviously got to experience that. So then as you, and as we get ready for our second session where we want to talk about this fantastic story of what happened next. So you're ending that, set up your thinking process of what then were you talking to God about? And then the next session we want to talk about what did God do to lead her in a completely different way, you know, which was kind of cool. But what was going on in your heart as you're now leaving this? Did you go back home then at the end of that process, right?
Briefly, yes.
Yeah. And what was stirring up in you as you were finishing that summer?
Yeah, I would say the whole second half of this, I was like, okay, I gotta start thinking about what I'm gonna do after this because this is definitely a short term thing. So yeah, I was definitely praying about, should I go to college? Should I look for a job? But yeah, that was definitely my prayer.
Yeah.
What to do next?
Yeah. So you're really at a point of, okay, that was good.
Yeah.
I wonder what I'm supposed to be doing next year. And next year would be starting, you know, because you came back in August, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Summer's over, great camp experience. She's very athletic and likes the outdoors. But okay, now, you know, basically the question that all of us have is, okay, now what, you know? So that sets up what we want to share next week is what happened in the now what. It's remarkable of the story. And it's kind of cool as we get to experience that God knows what he's up to. And you can tell for her, he never really said, this is exactly where I'm going with you. Just here's something I want you to be part of. Oh yeah, okay, you're done with that. Here's something else I might be part of. Now you're done with that. Of course. And was that, by the way, was that hard in any way for you to not know exactly what was next? Because you were doing things and then they ended without really knowing.
Yep.
Was that difficult for you at all?
It's a little tough. It's definitely a test of you trust me.
Right. Yep. And you kind of understood that, right? He's saying, yeah, you're going to trust me or not, right? And
yep.
And your heart was yes, right? Yeah, that's kind of cool. Well, Heavenly Father, we're excited of the story of Grace and how you lead and just demonstrating the path that you have for each of us and how you show and reveal that path and where it leads to and the joy of that. And it's exciting to know where she's been and then what you did next. And we praise you and thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Grace. It's fun to get to know you and for everyone to hear your story. Looking forward to having you share this next chapter of what God did, because we all know it's a fantastic God story. But if you have questions, listeners, from today's podcast, send them into us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.